Where am I? OMG, I'm totally freaking out right now. Things around here are getting more bizarre by the minute. I exited the gym door just like my fairy godmother Brianna had instructed, but there wasn't a hallway outside that door. Nope, just a dark, creepy forest. And unfortunately, I'm very allergic to dark, creepy forests. I gasped and blinked a few times just to make sure my eyes weren't playing tricks on me. Then, in a panic, I turned around and tried to rush back to the safety of the gym, but that was no longer an option. The door had disappeared into thin air. With the full moon, the huge trees cast spooky shadows that made it even more difficult to see in the darkness. I felt like I was in one of those scary slasher movies that my parents won't let me watch. However, on a more positive note, my enchanted shoes worked like a charm. They magically changed my drab gym clothes into a super cute sky blue dress with a white apron, tights, and shiny black Mary Jane shoes, which for some reason looked vaguely familiar. Then it occurred to me that I was dressed just like my favorite storybook character, Alice, from Alice's Adventures in Wonderland. Squee! But I digress. Suddenly, I had the very creepy sensation that someone was watching me. As the wind started to howl, I spotted a pair of sinister glowing red eyes staring right at me. That's when I screamed and started running through the woods as fast as I could. I wandered through the forest, totally lost for what seemed like forever. Then, cold, hungry, and frightened, I collapsed in exhaustion in front of a huge rock. How was I ever going to get out of this place? That's when I suddenly remembered that I had a fairy godmother. Thank goodness! I cleared my throat and whispered loudly, Brianna, can you help me, please? But there was no response. So I tried yelling as loud as I could. Brianna! Help! But the only response I got was a very peculiar echo. Brianna, help! Brianna, help! Brianna, help! It quickly became very apparent to me that I was in this calamity all alone. Note to self, find a new fairy godmother. I took 3 deep breaths and tried to calm myself. The last thing I needed to do right then was have a complete meltdown, especially since I'd already had 3 or 4 today. I finally came to the logical conclusion that it would probably be easier to find my way out of the forest in the morning, assuming, of course, I survived the night. So I just sat there next to that big rock, staring into the darkness, hugging my knees and rocking back and forth, wishing I was back home with my own family, in my own room, snuggled in my own comfy bed, and hoping those scary red eyes staring back at me didn't belong to a ferocious animal with really sharp teeth that ate kids who got slammed in the face during gym, woke up in another world, and ended up lost in the woods in the middle of the night. Then I finally fell into a deep, fretful sleep.